The Union County Braves.
Union County is the number one seed in District 1. They'll play host to Glasgow for a second time in 3 years. The Braves are getting it done with the wheels of Jaron Johnson, who has racked up 1,600 rushing yards and 29 touchdowns. But in last week's win over Greenwood, Johnson threw for 142 yards and a pair of scores. Glasgow got a 27-14 win over Somerset as Hudson Gum threw for 183 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cameron Buell added 119 yards on the ground. And that is a matchup between two schools with some of the best nicknames in the state, the Scotties and the Briar Jumpers. Union County's won 5 straight years in the first round. Glasgow has won 12 of 13 on the opening night.
The McLean County Cougars.
The Cougars make the long road trip to Columbia to play Adair County. Neither school has much of a playoff history. Adair County missed the playoffs in 2022. They've lost 15 of its 18 career postseason games. They last won in the postseason in 2016. McLean County, 6-25 all time in the playoffs, but they've won a first round game in 3 of the last 5 trips. However, McLean County and Adair have never met in the playoffs. Zach Wagner's Cougars have won 4 straight. They carry a 7-3 record into the game tonight. Their wing T attack rolls up 27 points and nearly 300 rushing yards a night. Adair County is having one of the best seasons in its history. They're 9-1. Its only blemish, a loss to district champion Hart County. The Indians only give up 14 points and 135 rushing yards a night.
The Hopkins Central Storm.
Hart County had never won a playoff game prior to 2022. They've won 4 in the past 2 seasons and advanced to the state semifinals last year before losing to Bell County 30-28. The Raiders are the only team in Class 3A with a perfect 10-0 record. They average 348 rushing yards a game. They have 3 backs with 900 or more yards. Their quarterback, Jacob Shoulders, is thrown for over 1,100 yards and 14 touchdowns. And on defense, Hart County gives up 14 points and 66 rushing yards a game. That's the assignment for Hopkins County Central tonight. The Storm have lost 19 of its 20 career playoff games. Their only postseason win, 2003, over Adair County. Last week, Zayden Parker ran for 269 yards and 5 touchdowns in a 46-28 win over Fulton County. Silas Gunn threw for 98 yards and a touchdown, also made 18 tackles on defense.
The Breckenridge County Tigers. The Paducah-Tillman Blue Tornado.
The Blue Tornado have won 24 straight first-round games and should extend that streak to 25 tonight against Breckenridge County. Tillman, one of 3 unbeaten teams in Class 4A, along with Boyle County and Franklin County. While the Tornadoes score 50 points a game, they only give up 8, and they allow 51 rushing yards a night. These schools met in the first round last year. Tillman won 70-0. Breckenridge County 3-20 all-time in the postseason. They've lost 13 straight dating back to 2000.
The Warren East Raiders.
The Raiders are the number 3 seed. They'll play at John Hardin tonight, looking to win a first-round game for the 3rd time in 4 years. Quarterback Dane Parsley threw for 136 yards in last week's 50-27 win over Franklin Simpson. He also ran for 163 yards and 6 touchdowns, becoming the school's all-time touchdown leader. John Hardin and Warren East last met in 2002. John Hardin won 45-0. Warren East last beat John Hardin in 2001. John Hardin comes in 8-2, losses to Bardstown and Hancock County. Warren East will look to slow down the rushing game of John Hardin that averages 393 yards a night, led by Cavalli Pittman, who has run for over 2,600 yards and 33 touchdowns.
The Logan County Cougars.
The Cougars squeezed into the playoffs with a win over Warren East 2 weeks ago and then a favorable RPI that put them slightly ahead of Hopkinsville for the final playoff spot, despite the fact the Tigers beat Logan earlier in the season. The 4-6 Cougars have gotten 1,400 passing yards from Ridge Holman, along with 16 touchdowns. Bardstown 7-3. They've won 4 straight. Their balanced offense led by running back Armonte Marshall, who runs for 96 yards a night. He had a big game in last year's meeting between the schools that Bardstown won 51-48. Marshall had 111 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. Holman threw for 233 yards and 2 touchdowns in the losing effort. Also tonight, Allen County Scottsville will play host to Nelson County.